Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Temporarily blocked President Trump's plan to send the Oregon National Guard into Portland. A federal judge in Oregon, who he appointed, says it risks blurring the lines between civil and military federal powers, and that the president calling Portland war-ravaged doesn't jive with the facts. President Trump threatening to federalize National Guard in Illinois to send to Chicago, where police broke up a protest against a surge of immigration police. Earlier, Homeland Security officials say 10 vehicles in Chicago tried to box in immigration officers during an operation, and a woman allegedly being sought was shot and wounded. A U.S. delegation expected to meet in Egypt with Mideast partners about getting a Gaza peace deal to the end zone. President Trump insisting it's close after Hamas said it accepts some but not all of the Trump-proposed plan. 750,000 federal workers are furloughed with no paychecks as the government shutdown continues. This is ABC News. The federal judge second-guessed the jury, say Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers, explaining the basis on which they'll appeal his 4 years and 2 months prison sentence announced yesterday in New York.
The jury's verdict was resoundingly clear. There was no sex trafficking. There was no racketeering. Everything was consensual. Everything was adult, which is why he was convicted only of the prostitution offense.
Combs' attorney Mark Agnifilo. Of interest to investors, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is due to make a speech this coming week. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America has installed Reverend Yahiel Curry as its first black presiding bishop. It's a landmark moment for the predominantly white denomination. Curry succeeds Reverend Elizabeth Eaton, who served 12 years and was the first woman to lead the church. During Eaton's tenure, the ELCA Conference of Bishops went from majority men to majority women. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Your forecast for today is calling for highs to be in the mid-80s, south winds 10 to 20, lots of sunshine, maybe some afternoon clouds. By tonight, a 60% chance for showers and thunderstorms throughout the night, up to 0.2 inches of possible rainfall, cloudy. Monday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers all day, up to 0.3 inches of rainfall in some areas. And Tuesday, 30% chance for some morning showers, then decreasing clouds with highs in the mid-60s. Winds are currently out of the south at 2 and at 61 degrees.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern gospel. It's a day of listener requests.
I would love to hear that, please.
And fun facts about the artists that we play.
So I was asked to give 3 interesting things about myself. Okay, I'm through. There's nothing.
It's all great gospel coming up today right here on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
Trials and troubles have marked this road we're on. We've been listening for a trumpet sound. But the journey is almost over here. Any moment our feet could leave the ground. Ahead, waiting round the bend, and the
years with glory up ahead. Welcome to the program. As I mentioned, we'll be sharing some of your requests today and learning some little-known fun facts about the artist. I want to say thanks to my friend Nicholas Wilkie for gathering some of these fun facts. Let's get started with Rodney Griffin.
Okay, so I was asked to give three interesting things about myself. I guess one would be, most people may not know, that I actually have a biology degree. Crazy, isn't it? Originally, I started out wanting to go into pre-medicine when I was a teenager. Quickly found out that wasn't my thing. I didn't make the grades that those brilliant people, my classmates, were making, so that was out. The second thing would be I really enjoy NFL football, especially the Dallas Cowboys. Since I was a little boy, I've enjoyed the Cowboys. When I found out that Tom Landry was a Christian, so that was the draw for me. And so, hey, Cowboys are no threat to anyone. But I enjoy watching them as a hobby. Thirdly, I love being outside. I love to ride side by side out in the woods, cut trails. I love to mow grass, try to identify trees in the woods. Anything outside is what I love. So I guess if there is anything interesting to share, those would be three things.
Thank you, Rodney. Another fun fact, he's an incredible songwriter. He co-wrote this song with Sue Smith, "I Know a God Like That."
What if there was a God who could do anything, yet he loved you? I told you.
know a God like that. That's greater vision.
My name is Jean Ingram. I live in Venice, Florida. I am requesting the song Over and Over by Jeff and Sherry Easter because of the great message. Thank you.
Jean, I'm glad you called. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter from back in 2007, Over and Over.
I stood on the bank of a wide raging river, trusting that I'd get across. And I've made my way through some valleys and deserts, believing I'd never get lost. I've been at the foot of what felt like Mount Everest, knowing I'd have the strength for the climb. Through every trial, each test and temptation, one thing is sure every time. Over and over, again and again, God is faithful. Over and over, again and again, through it all, He's made me able to stand and survive, to come through a life when it sure looked like I couldn't wait. Well, Jesus is with me, so I'll claim the victory over and over again. If you ask me why, I have no hesitation. God does what He says He will do. Well, I'd simply say every battle has taught me there's nothing He won't help me through. So why should I dwell on the hardships and struggles when I look just beyond them? I see the way this will end is a great celebration, and deep in my heart I believe. Over and over, again and again, God is faithful. Over and over, again and again, through it all, He's made me
Jeff and Sherry Easter. We're just getting started. More artist fun facts are coming up. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. By mail at 4 Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil & LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. We're sharing artist fun facts and playing your requests.
My name is Craig Starkey. I am from Indianapolis, Indiana. I am the grandson of the late Buford Abner, of the Swanee River Boys founding member, also gospel music songwriter. He wrote the song That's Gospel Brother, recorded by the Gaither Vocal Band. I would love to hear that, please.
Craig, thanks for your request and the background on this song. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band. That's Gospel Brother.
I can walk with you. You can walk with me. We can walk together.
The artist to share some unknown or unusual facts about themselves. Here are some things that you may not have known about Scotty Inman.
One interesting fact is I wanted to be a professional wrestler, and honestly, I almost did it. That's a long story, but Ric Flair. Anyway, another interesting tidbit is I like to eat my sides before I eat the main thing. Like if I got like burger and fries, I'll eat the fries first. Also, I will drive 20 minutes out of the way to stop at a Casey's convenience store, a Sheetz convenience store for their coffee, or a Bucky's for their coffee, and just how clean it is in there. So I will drive out of the way on my travels to stop at a good gas station or truck stop.
I get it, Scotty. Me too. That's Scotty Inman, and here he is with I Know It's You.
Gotten kind of used to signs around me every day. Evident you've gone ahead of me and made a way. Lord, I don't have to wonder if I'm down here on my own. You left a trail of goodness and I don't have to walk alone. Every time I get a little glimpse of mercy, I know it's you. Every time I feel a little ray of sunshine, it's something that you do. Even in the trouble, even in the struggle, even in the valley too. When I need a friend to count on. Your love, but it can't be denied. Yeah, it's as clear to me as summer lightning in the sky. When people try to tell me that I'm crazy to believe, well, they don't feel what I feel, they don't see what I see. Every time I get a little glimpse of mercy, I know it's you. Every time I feel a little ray of sunshine, it's something that you do. Even in the trouble, even in the struggle, even in the valley too. When I need a friend to count on, Lord, I know it's you. I know it's you. I know it's you. Lord, I know it's you. It's only you. Every time I need a little glimpse of mercy, I know it's you. Every time I feel a little ray of sunshine, it's something that you do. Even in the trouble, even in the struggle, even in the valley too. When I need a friend to count on.
Scotty Inman from his project, My God.
Hey, everyone. This is Jared Vanderslice with Sound Street, and here are five things that you may not know about me. Number one, I'm a pastor and a singer, and I still get nervous every time I get up to speak or sing. Number two, in 2019, I became a licensed phlebotomist, so I not only sing about the blood, I can draw it as well. Number three, I've worked in construction with my dad, building bridges on county roads and state highways all across Oklahoma. Number four, I absolutely love cheeseburgers, any kind from anywhere. And number five, I know this is going to upset all my Southern friends and fans, I love to drink unsweetened tea. So there you go. Five things about me that you may not know.
Jared Vanderslice. Thanks, Jared. I, too, like unsweetened tea with a packet or two of artificial sweetener. Please, no one preach to me about that. Here's Sound Street with Seed in the Ground.
I've got seed in the ground and I'm working on the weeds. Praying for a harvest while I'm down on my knees. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on a-working, I've got seed in the ground. I've got seed in the ground and I'm working on the weeds. Praying for a harvest while I'm down on my knees. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on a-working, I've got seed in the ground.
I became a sower Now I'm sharing what I know everywhere I go, believing that it changes lives, yeah.
I've got seed in the ground and I'm working on the wheat, praying for a harvest while I'm down on my knees. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on working, I've got seed in the ground.
When the seed starts growing and the fruit starts showing, I'll thank the Lord in heaven above for the sun and the rain, sending out his grace, mercy and saving love.
I've got seed in the ground and I'm working on the weeds, praying for a harvest while I'm down on my knees. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on working, I've got seed in the ground. I'm working on the weeds, praying for a harvest while I'm down on my knees. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on working, I've got seed in the ground. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on working, plowing and a serving. I'll keep on working, I've got seed.
Ground, that's Sound Street. More requests and fun facts coming up. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at 4PeteSake.com. That's the number 4PeteSake.com. By mail at 4Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
And a good Sunday morning to you. Bo Hendricks with you as you're listening to the Gospel Greats to start your Sunday off. 29 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Going to be a nice day today, albeit a little warm out there. Maybe not as warm as yesterday. Plenty of sunshine. Maybe some afternoon clouds, highs in the mid-80s. But tonight, could see some rain. It's been a little while since we've seen rain. A 60% chance for showers and storms throughout the night. Could see up to 2/10 possible rainfall. So not too much. Also, Ridge and Valley Beekeepers are set to meet this afternoon. That'll be at 1 o'clock at Gaze Mills Community Commerce Center.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. Today is our day of requests and fun facts about the artist.
Hi, this is Grant Gibson with Karen Peck in New River, and here are three things you may not know about me. The first is that I love to travel, and I know it goes so well with my job. I've been able to go to so many amazing places over the years, and God's blessed me with so many wonderful opportunities. The second thing you may not know of me is that I'm actually left-handed. And let me tell you something, left-handed people have it rough. You guys don't know unless you're left-handed. But we're left-handed living in a right-handed world. And it was the worst at school because everything's made for right-handed people. The desk, the scissors, you name it. So the third thing you may not know of me is that I love fish. I'm a fish nerd. I've actually got a tank here at home that's salt water. And so we have the coral and the fish and everything. And what's so fun is my four-year-old now, Oliver, he absolutely loves the fish and the coral. He loves Nemo. And so it's fun doing that little hobby with him as well.
That's Grant Gibson of Karen Peck and New River. He's out front on this song, Ain't No Satisfaction.
No, there ain't no satisfaction in the world. Oh, no, there ain't no satisfaction in this world. The only satisfaction you will find is in the Lord, 'cause there ain't no satisfaction in this world. No, there ain't no satisfaction in the world. Oh, no, there ain't no satisfaction in this world. Satisfaction you will find is in the Lord, 'cause there ain't no satisfaction in this world. Oh, the world will try to tell you wrong is right. Oh, the world will try to tell you wrong is right. But don't listen to the lie. Stand your ground and fight the fight. Oh, the world will try to tell you wrong is right.
And New River featuring Grant Gibson, Ain't No Satisfaction.
Hello, this is Bruce calling from Melissa, Texas. I would like to request The Basement by Joseph Habedank. I can't relate to that song personally, but the message is so strong, I just can't get enough of it.
Bruce, thank you for calling in. What a song it is. Here's Joseph Habedank from his project Autobiography, The Basement.
On any given Sunday, the saints are in the pews. They sing their songs and say amen as the preacher brings good news. They gather round the altar and call on Jesus' name. He never fails to meet them there. Lives are always changed. But on any given Thursday night, down the creek, just right in some worn out folding chairs, there's a different kind of desperate most folks never see. And if you think what happens upstairs is amazing, wait until you see what he's been doing in the basement. There ain't a lot of shouting, much less suits and ties, cheap coffee and
smell of smoke, some coming off a hive. Hello, my name is so-and-so. Hello, we're glad you came. And just like that, this worn-out room becomes a holy place. 'Cause on any given Thursday night, down a creaky flight of stairs, through a door that never shuts just right, in some worn-out folding chairs, there's a different kind of desperate most folks never see. And if you think what happens upstairs is amazing, wait until you see what he's been doing in the basement. Oh, if you've never seen a miracle, I can tell you where they mean. I know at least a dozen, and you know one man, 'cause you know me. On any given Thursday night, down a creaky flight of stairs, through a door that never shuts just right, in some worn-out folding chairs, there's a different kind of desperate most folks never see. And if you think what happens upstairs is amazing, yeah, we all know what happens upstairs is amazing. But wait until you see what he's been doing.
Basement, that's Joseph Habedank. Another great soloist in Southern Gospel is Jonathan Wilburn. Jonathan tells us about one of his favorite things to do.
You know, I am just, I've been singing pretty near all my life. I started when I was 12 years old, singing more on a part-time basis with my family. And then around the age of 18, I began to sing more on a full-time, where I earned my living. But, you know, I was raised in Carthage, Tennessee, and my dad loved to hunt and fish, and grew up on the farm, you might say. And now, one of my favorite pastimes is I have bought me a little Kubota tractor. I have a zero-turn Kubota lawnmower. I have this huge steel blower. Now, when I say steel, like steel chainsaw, it's called the 800 Magnum. And I have a steel chainsaw, and I've got about 13 acres. Some of it's cleared, some of it's not. And I love getting back in those woods and clearing out paths and where I can go and just be out in nature and be on my tractor, be on my lawnmower. One of my favorite things is to do that kind of work. So I didn't know if that might be something interesting to the people or not, but it is absolutely one of my favorite pastimes, and that is getting out on my property and cleaning up and just getting away and feeling the hum of that motor.
That's Jonathan Wilburn with a fun fact that I bet you didn't know. Here he is with Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
I'm standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling, coming to carry my mother away. Will the circle unbroken by
this lady you are hauling. Lord, you know we all hate to see her go. Where will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
That's Jonathan Wilburn. Our Southern Gospel headlines for the week are coming up. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We're playing your request and learning some fun facts about the artist.
This is Isaac Moore from The Inspirations, and here's three interesting things that you may not have known about me, although I don't find myself to be all that interesting. Number one, I am a middle child of three siblings. A lot of you probably know about my younger brother, Elisha, who sings with Primitive Road, but you may not know that I also have an older sister. Her name is Abigail. And she's also a very talented and capable singer in her own right. Number two, I actually spent many years of my childhood not singing at all because I was too bashful. Imagine that. And number three, the Inspirations sing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of each week. So Sunday through Wednesday, we're at home. Out of those 4 days a week that I spend at home every week, I'm actually on the golf course half of those days. My wife and I both love to play golf. It's one of our favorite ways to pass the time.
That's Isaac Moore of The Inspirations, and here they are with Up Above the World So High.
When the Lord shall call me to go, I shall go from this simple valley below. I will fly away o'er the sea, where my loved ones are waiting for.
Somewhere,
I will surely fly to the
wind.
Sages roll on, years roll on. I will sing there around the white throne,
eternal throne, up above the world, so high, like a bird. Someday I'll fly to be with the angel band, over in the glory land, and I know my Lord will be waiting there to welcome.
So high, that's the Inspirations. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. The Inspirations were loved by the fans at the National Quartet Convention. At the Singing News Fan Awards, they won every category they were nominated in. Isaac Moore shares a word of thanks.
I love all the men that I sing with, and I'm not just saying that to be safe. We work together because we love one another. And as long as we love each other, I believe God's going to let this keep going for a long, long time. And I've said many times, I don't want to sing with men that I don't love and men that I don't feel love me back. And I'm thankful that I've never had to travel a day in that situation. We get on the bus every week and we know what we're called to do.
That's Isaac Moore. We'll have more of the results of the Singing News Fan Awards on next week's program. Eric Bennett of the Triumphant Quartet suffered a quadricep tendon rupture during a pickup basketball game. Eric will be off the road for the foreseeable future while the injury heals. Prayers are appreciated. And the number one song on the Singing News Weekly chart comes from the Tribute Quartet, So Many Reasons.
One, when I'm all poured out, he fills up my soul. Two, even though I fall, he never lets go.
Three, in my brokenness, he's making me whole.
I could go on and on about him. Forever I could sing.
I've got so many reasons to praise his name. I'm counting blessing on blessing with every day. And when I walk through the fire, he still makes a way. I've got so many reasons to praise.
Peace, like a river soul.
Grace,
yes, he paid a debt that he never owed.
Hope
for tomorrow, yes, this one thing I know,
that still a thousand hallelujahs would never be enough.
I've got so many reasons to praise his name. I'm counting blessing on blessing with every day. And when I walk through the fire, he still makes a way. I've got so many reasons to praise.
He's been so
tell you all about it.
He's been so, so good.
And he'll never change.
He's been so, so good.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
He's been so, so good. Praise His name. I'm counting blessing on blessing with every day. And when I walk through the fire, He still makes a way. I've got so many reasons to praise. So many, many reasons to praise His name.
So many reasons. That's the Tribute Quartet, and that wraps things up for hour one of the program. Stay with us for hour two. We'll have more of your requests and fun facts about the artists that we play right here on the Gospel Greats.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. By mail at 4 Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake, fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
It is up to 60 degrees, as we're just a few minutes away from 7 o'clock. Of course, we're glad to have you tuned in here to WRCO Radio. Another busy day. Hopefully you enjoyed the day yesterday, maybe had a chance to watch the parade, the nighttime parade here in Richland Center. And wow, back-to-back days. The day before that, we had the homecoming parade. I know Phil and I were there for the homecoming parade. I'm in the call. That was a lot of fun. I want to thank all those who took part in that. Going on today, Kickaboo Cowboy Church will be held at 6, and that will be held at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. And then as we get ready to start out the week, an American Red Cross blood drive being held at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain on Monday from 1 to 6. You can make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by visiting the Red Cross, or using the Red Cross Blood Donor app.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of the Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up, we're sharing fun facts about our faithful friends.
Another fact about me is I love cave exploring. They call it spelunking, and I call it crazy.
And a request or two.
I'd like to request I Speak Jesus.
It's all great gospel coming up in hour two of the Gospel Greats.
We're the Kennedys from Henrietta, Oklahoma, and we want to hear the Will Banks singing My Name is Victory, and we just love it because it's the truth. Thank you.
My name is Victory. Once it was captivity. The enemy called dibs on me, but he has been defeated. Once a victim, now a victor. You didn't know. Slave unto
name is Victory. That's the Will Banks. The bass singer for Gold City is Jeff Chapman, and we're going to learn all kinds of useless information about Jeff today.
A lot of people that know me know I love old cars.